Okay, hope everyone's enjoying the tool. So, beginning on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amud Bet with the new Perek, Eil Dvarim Shebein Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Bisuda. So now we have a list of machlokot that Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai have regarding Yale. The first one that the Mishnah lists is Beit Shammai Omrim Mevarech Al Hayom VaAcharkach Mevarech Al Hayayin. So when you're making Kiddush, so there are two. Brachot. There's the bracha on the wine, and there's the bracha of Kiddush, which, as we talked about yesterday, is Kiddush in its fundamental form seems to be d'oraita, according to most Rishonim, verbally. However, there are Shiton Rishonim. For those of you doing Daf Yomi, it was in the Mefarish and Nazir. I don't know exactly what daf we're on, daf dalet, that suggests that even saying it and even drinking the wine might be d'oraita. And then there's a further machloket whether the if there to the extent that there's a mitzvah d'oraita, does it apply only to kiddush or to havdalah as well? As we mentioned briefly from the Rambam yesterday, that it's about demarcating Shabbat and therefore separating on the beginning and the end. But Beit Shammai says that you say the bracha of Kedushat Hayom and then you make Hagafen. So what's the reasons? The Gemara says, Ma tamahon de Beit Shammai. And we have this machloket as well in the Bavli, of course. So Beit Shammai says, Shekedushat Hayom garma l'yayin sheyavo. The only reason that you're making Kiddush at all, which incorporates the wine, is because it is a day which is holy, which requires Kiddush. And therefore, the Kedushat Hayom is the proximate cause for drinking this wine. And therefore, you say the bracha on the day and then the bracha on the wine. Ukvarn chayev b'Kedushat Hayom ad shlo b'ayayin. And secondarily, is you've already been chayev in Kiddush, because as we talked about, according to both Rishonim, the wine component is not done, right? Those are definitely, according to them, simply verbally being Mekadesh the Yom. That obligation takes place the second that Shabbat begins. And even if you think that the wine is part of the chiyuv, still the chiyuv of the wine per se didn't happen until it was in front of you. And therefore the chiyuv of Kiddush came first. So what about Beit Hillel? Matamai Tamahon to Beit Hillel Shayayin Goreim the Kedushat Hayom Shteamer. Says it's true that there is a chiyuv of kiddush, but to actually say it, you say it al hayayin, which again, definitely, if you think the mitzvah d'oraita is even al hayayin, so this shita makes a lot of sense because the whole process of kiddush actually has to be on yayin, and therefore yayin is central. What it means if you don't think that's a little bit more complicated. Because, right, as the Charedim notes, at least according to the Bavli, you could make Kiddush on pot, right? You could make Kiddush on bread, which would create a complexity here, because then you really can say Kiddush without a wine. The Charedim just says, well, maybe the solution is, based on Rashi, that look, you really have to say it on wine. And when you say it on bread, the bread is replacing wine. So it's still true that you need like a physical object in front of you, a food, to say Kiddush. However, if you reject the notion that you can make Kiddush on pot, which is another shita in the Amoraim, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, is in fact the conclusion of the halacha, as he notes, and maybe we'll get to this in Shir Yomi, the sugya in Psachim Kuvav. So then you really can't say Kiddush without wine, in which case this shita makes a lot of sense, or at least the meaning of the words makes sense. So Gemara says, and second, davar acher hayayin tadir, this is just a function of the normal rule of tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem, and you say the bracha of hagafen more often than you say Kiddush u'kedusha ena tadira, right? Kiddusha is just not as common. Okay, so and this is a rule that we learn out from the Korban Tamid. So the Gemara then continues. Amar Rabbi Yosi Midivrei Shnei Hen. So based on both positions, you would say that Yayin v'havdala hayayin kodim, that if it is Motzei Shabbat, and the question is what goes first, Yayin or Havdala? So there you're going to say the brach of Hagafen first. Why? So klum tameon de Beit Shammai ella shekedushat hayom garma leyayin sheyafo. According to Beit Shammai, the reason one at least, let's assume that these are two reasons. The reason you say kedusha, the kedusha hayom first, is because it causes you to be required to bring wine. V'kan hovelo avdala garma leyayin sheyafo. But by Havdalah, it's not true. You can say Havdalah, not Alayayin, right? We say it in Tefillah. So therefore, Hayayin Kode. So therefore, the wine would come first. Right now, this is a little bit odd at some level, right? Because what that's saying is that because the wine is less important, so therefore it goes first. Right, so there is this problem. So the suggestion here in the footnote is that it's true, but really maybe he holds the default is tadir v'sheinu tadir tadir kodem, and only when you have a special svara of kedushat hayom garma l'yayin sheyavo, so then you say kedushat hayom first. So it's not that Yain is more chashuv, Yain is just more tadir, and the Motzei Shabbat, the other logic falls away, because it's not really the case that Havdalah is goreim for the wine to come. Now, this is all based on the Rosh Tzurillo, but there is another possibility based on Charedim, where he says it's not that the Kedusha, the Kiddush, caused the wine to come, but it's Kedusha Hayom brings it, and then obviously so leaving Kedusha is very different. The Sefer Nir has explains it differently based on the Girsa of the Gra, who has a different Girsa entirely, which is Klum Taman de Beit Shammai El Shekvar Nitchayev B'Kiddush Hayom Achlo B'Hayayin. Right, the reason is because you're already chayiv in kiddush before the wine came, meaning the second svara of Beit Shammai. V'kan ho'ov lo nitchayiv b'havdala ad shlo b'ayayin ayayin kode. And here you weren't chayiv in havdala until the wine came. Right, so by kiddush, it's kiddusha shabbat that causes you to have chovat kiddush by havdala. Right, Havdalah doesn't really come machmir kedusha hayom. It's not really, right. It comes to be matir malacha, and therefore it just, right. It's just a different model entirely when it comes to Havdalah. Now he also has the gears of the Ramana that klum tamayin beit shamay elad the kiddush hayom gorim layim sheyavo v'kan hol v'avdal gorim layim sheyavo v'avdal kodemet, where he thinks that according to beit shamay it wouldn't be true, right? That havdalah would in fact go first. Why? Because still you don't have to say it in wine if it weren't for the chiyuv havdalah. It's not by kiddush hayom, it's about the words, you know, saying havdalah. In which case, yes, it would go first. So then the Gemara, right, and that's what we'll see in just a minute. But that's a totally different gersa in the second position, the Gemara v'Rimana. But going back to Beit Hillel, klum tamayin to Beit Hillel, elisha yayin tadir kedushein and tidira, kan hol v'yayin tadir v'ad avdala eina tidira, yayin kodem. I mean, according to Beit Hillel, right, he'd already said that we go by tadir, and same svar of tadir applies, that yayin is more rugil, is more tadir than havdala. Just like it is more than kiddush. So Amar Yimana Medivrei Shnehem Yain v'Havdala. If you have Yain and Havdala, Havdala kodem. And he says no. Everyone will agree that Havdala comes first. Why? Because Klum Taman de Beit Shammai Ela Shekvar Netchayiv B'Kedushat Hayom Ad Shlo B'Hayayin Beit Shammai Svara is that the reason that you're chayiv first is because you were chayiv in Kedushin Hayom before the wine came. Kan olven chayiv b'avdala. You are chayiv in havdala. What are you talking about, right? So again, this is the inverse of what we saw before. You're chayiv in havdala before the wine. Adchel b'ayayin havdala kol demet and klum tamayin debet hillel shayayin gorim l'kedushin Hayom sh'teamer. Kan olve ena yayin gorim l'havdala sh'teamer. If you focus not on tanya v'shein avtadir, but you focus on what caused what. Well, he said, because you can say havdala without wine, so therefore we're going to say Havdalah first because the yayin isn't central, right? So it really depends on which svara you take as primary and then how you plug it in. Now, there is a bit of a discussion here is, you know, do we create a parallel problem like we noted by Kiddush that, well, you can technically say it on something else. You can say it on pot. And how does that plug in? You can't say Havdalah on pot, but you can say it potentially on Chamar Medina and other drinks, which are Chashuv, which Lamaisa is a very big machloket of whether there is such a thing that really counts nowadays. You know, possibly beer. Some people say coffee. Some people say there really isn't such a thing because we just don't drink other drinks of the same chashivut nowadays that we do wine. Other people really, really make ill. I know some people just, I know of some posts people wanted to show that we still have Chamar Medina, would specifically use certain things for Chamar Medina on Motzei Shabbat. But that is really a sugya in its own right. So the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Zeir Midrashan and Mavdilim Below Yain. But what you do see is that Havdalah is, you can say Havdalah without wine, then Mekachin, El B'yayin, but not the case by Kiddush. And he died to the Rizir Amr, Havdilan Al Shechar. And now, as we just mentioned, right, how this plugs into the previous statement is Rizir says you can be Mavdil on Shechar, on, right, on non wine chashuv things, V'azam Natar La Adar, Mishum Kedusha. But for Kiddush, you really have to chase for wine. You have to keep looking for wine because you can't use Shechar for wine. And again, is this parallel to pot or not? Or is it like some other construct, right? So that is a little bit complicated. I mean, again, the definition of Shechar and Chamar Medina in the modern context is very, very complicated. I know some briskers, as I said, who will not ever rely on it to the point where I remember once asking a posek, right after Ora gave birth to Aaron, right before, she was, you know, Aaron was born just a few days after Tisha B'Av, and it was a Tisha B'Av Nidche, and the halacha according to most poskim is that a Tisha B'Av Nidche, a woman who is uberet, is pregnant, is patur, because a Tisha B'Av Nidche is treated like the four minor fast, and Ara was definitely pregnant, right? She was, really, it was just a few days after Tisha B'Av, and this particular Brisker Posek was so convinced that there is no such thing as Chamar Medina nowadays that he said that Ara should make Havdalah on wine or grape juice, even though it was actually Tisha B'Av. I mean, Yudav, but Tisha B'Av, which were no egg. I talked to another posek, also from, somewhat a brisker, but he did not buy that. He thought that you could rely on some of the sheet of the Chamar Medina, but there are many briskers who don't think that it applies, that basically is anything that fits the bill nowadays because of the very technical definitions. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rei Bon, Nagin and Taman, Bimakom She'en Yayin. If there is no wine for Kiddush, Le'eftibar Orlof Ne'ateva Omer Bracha Achat Me'en Sheva. So then you say, right, Bracha Me'en Sheva, the Mekadesh Shabbat that we say Friday night, the Chotem Mekadesh Yisrael at Yom HaShabbat, and you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Yom HaShabbat, which acts as a type of a Kiddush, which again, for many of the poskim, this is the proof that, at least Midoraita, the Chiyuv Kiddush is Bepeh, and that wine is not integrated into it. And of course, this is also part of the discussion of the fact that the Gemara here doesn't bring up the possibility of making Kiddush on bread. What does that show us about whether the Ushalmi holds of such a pile of soul contract? And again, you have the Machloket Rishonim on the Bavli. and the Bavli as well. However, the sugya and the Shabbat Chav Dalet has a different svara for this bracha, which is sakana, right? Which is that people would daven out in the fields, and you needed to just extend davening a little bit at the end in case someone came late, so you wouldn't have to walk home alone, right? So therefore, there may just be a totally different explanation, at least halachically, for this that doesn't prove anything about whether Kiddush not on pot, and not on yayin, rather, is, you know, what is its status. So now the Gemara says, V'kash al de Beit Shammai b'leile Shabbat hei chavida. So what happens if you were eating before Shabbat, according to Beit Shammai, and now you and you have one cup of wine, so you both need it for benching, and you need it for Kiddush. So at Omar manichol achar amaza. So according to Beit Shammai, to definitely leave it until after the meal. Umishal shel kulam alav, and then say benching and yayin and kiddush on, one second, starting yamud, on that wine, manavshach, because in which order? So yivarech alayom, if you say kiddush hamazon kodem. Right, because you say that Kiddush should come first, so maybe the mazon, right, brachat mazon should also come first because you were chayev first, right? If we're talking about order, what came first? Well, it came first. And if you say yivarech al hamazon, but if you say you should bench first, hayayin kodem, right? The yayin should come before benching. Right, because you were chayev in that, right? Meaning because the day started before you were chayev up to benching. Yivarech al yayin, but if you want to say wine, hayom kodem, right? So what you've done is each one has a priority over a different bracha, so it's not clear the order in which you should say it. Now, according to Beit Hillel, there's no such safek, because you just say, right, just, they would just say, Yayin comes before Kiddush, so you should say Birchat HaMazon, then Yayin, then Kiddush. Right, that would work out, but according to Beit Shammai, right, at some level, each of them has priority over another bracha. So Gemara says, so what should you do? Nishmana min hadah. So let's prove it from the following case, that Bala and Yayin achar HaMazon, so if you only got wine after the meal and you haven't benched yet, meaning after you finished eating, the angel melotoakos, and you only have that cup. So there, Beit Shammai says, you say yayin, and then you say mazon. Amrei ba yideshu bracha ktana. Because we're worried that because bracha yayin is such a short bracha, so we're worried that if you would wait until after benching shema yishkach, you would forget to say it, the yishte, and drink it without a bracha. So therefore, bramhachab, in our case, when this wine is, right, which implies the only reason you delay the bracha of the wine after bracha, you say yayin rather before bracha mazon, is so you don't forget. But since here you're saying everything together, you're not going to forget it because it's so important here because of Kiddush and everything else. So if that's the case, even according to Beit Shammai, you should say yayin, right? You should wait, you should bench, then do yayin and kiddush. So Kate said yaaseh. So therefore, what would come out? Alder Beit Shammai yivarach al mazon tchila. First, you should bench. V'achak yivarach al hayom. Now, of course, we mean you should say yayin after benching. But then, once it's after benching, you say it in the order that Beit Shammai is okay with, and that is yom first, v'achak al hayayin, and then yayin like his normal shita. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, well, once we have the Yishito, let us move to the complexity of We move to more complex mixtures, as we do at the end of Psachim, right? The Yachad HaGemaras, right? What's the order when you have all types of things to say to together? It's Kasha al Dere Beit Hillel, b'motzei Shabbat Echavita. So I have a question on Beit Shammai, on Beit Hillel rather. Hayoshev ochel b'Shabbat, b'chashcha motzei Shabbat. You were eating on Shabbat, and then it became motzei Shabbat, b'ein shemelot, and you have one cup of wine. At Amar Shem Nichol Achar Mazon, b'shal shekulon, olav. Right, you definitely say that you should wait until after the meal, and put all the brachot together. So man of shach, well, what's the order going to be? So if you varech al yayin, if you're going to say you have wine first, that can't be because of madan hamazon kodem, because berachot hamazon should go first. You varech al mazon, should you bench first? But ner kodem, right? So this is the right. You should say the bracha on ner. Right, or should you say it? Yivarech al ner. Well, if you should say ner first and then besamim, avdala kodem, you should put avdala first. Now this connects to the general machloket of machlok b'hil beit shammai. Like what is the order of avdala according to Rabbi Yosi beit shammai in the Bavli? Rabbi Yosi holds that beit shammai and beit hillel both agree that you say yayin before havdalah. Rabbi Manna holds that according to both, you say it after the bracha of havdalah. And then still need to figure out the order of ner and besamim, and the problem of hefsek, right? The Gemara talks about it in tomorrow's daf. But here, the birchat haner comes before. Right. So what is the order that comes out? Right, because what's the problem? Because if you're going to leave yayin until after Havdalah, what'll happen is that the Havdalah will be mafsik between bracha mazon and the yayin. You can't do that because the yayin won't be part of benching. So, and according to Beit Hillel, bracha mazon also needs a kos. So how can you keep Beit Hillel position? Right, how are you going to get everything together? So Gemara says mishmana min hadda. Amr Yudel Nechel Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Al Birchat Hamazon Chivitchila. Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree that Birchat Hamazon goes first. V'lo Al Avdala Chivitchila. So if everyone agrees, Avdala goes at the end. Aman Nechelku. So what do they argue about? Al Ner Val B'Samim, on the order of Ner and B'Samim. She Beit Shammai Omrim B'Samim V'Achakach Ner. Shammai holds that you get besamim, and then the candle, but Hillel omrim ma'or va'achakach. Besamim but Hillel's ner goes first. I mean, what is the psak? So Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr b'shem Rav, Allah k'misha omer besamim va'achakach ner. That we say we paskin besamim and then ner, right? So what this ends up with before we answer our next shaila is that according to right, Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, basically what we have is Beit Shammai holds ner benching besamim avdala. Hillel holds ner besamim birkat hamazon avdala. Yehuda holds the Beit Shammai holds birkat hamazon besamim ner avdala, and Beit Hill and Rabbi Yehuda holds Beit Hillel holds the birkat hamazon ner besamim avdala. Let's leave the I'll just read this line. So Ketad Yase al divrei Beit Hillel. So what is the order? So Yivarech al hamazon. Tchila, first you bench, and then besamim. And even though this would bring yayin before havdalah, that's still not a contradiction to Rimana, because Rimana had only said that havdalah goes before yayin when they're next to each other. Because once they're next to each other, then you have to pick Tadir v'Shendu Tadir, but maybe what is being Mechadesh here is that when there isn't Tadir, so then, I'm sorry, when they're not Samuch, you don't have to worry about Tadir. So therefore, even according to Rimana, there would be no reason to say Havdalah before Yayin, and therefore you can put the Yayin next to benching, just like you would in any other benching, and then you can create the full order. Now, just worrying the Gra is a different girsa. His girsa is Yivarech al hamazon, ner kodem, Yivarech al ner, hayayin kodem, Yivarech al yayin, hamazon kodem. And according to him, the Gemara's question is about the place of the bracha on wine, because on the one hand, it should go after benching. On the second hand, it should go before ner, like general. So therefore, according to the Mishnah, You can't keep both, because it can't be after benching and before Nair. And therefore, the Gemara answers according to Rabbi Yehuda and the Braita, there's no problem because you have benching first, and then the Yayin comes after benching, and it is before the brachot of Havdalah. There's yet other Mefarshim in the Rosh Tzurillo. It's a little bit complicated, but okay, let's leave it there.